Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money, connecting you with community resources that help you keep your budget balanced and your finances flourishing. This week, we continue our discussion about financial aid for college. A recent poll from the Project on Student Debt found that students these days think higher education is more important than it was for their parents' generation, costs more, and leaves the graduate with too much debt. The same poll showed that students opposed reduction to federal financial aid, but rather would like to call on Congress to make college more affordable. With the rising college costs, it's important for those who choose to go to college to begin thinking about saving as early as possible. If financial aid is needed, federal programs are robust and more affordable than questionable and often expensive private loans. Before considering a private loan for school, the prospective student should do their best to exhaust all possible federal aid options. Check out the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority's Smart Saving for College website at FINRA.org or the College Savings Plan Network at collegesavings.org for savings options. As we discussed last week, in order to receive federal loans, students must fill out their free application for federal student aid by March 10th. Fill it out online for free at FAFSA.gov. We now continue our discussion about the FAFSA and student aid with Carrie Sue Shaver from the 21st Century Scholars Program.
Depending on your school, it may have a priority deadline where if you miss that deadline, you miss the opportunity to have access to any institutional dollars. So they may have a pot of money that they sit on, funding they want to give to their own students, but if you miss their priority deadline, you won't have access to those funds. There's also a secondary deadline that people should be aware of, March 10th for the initial submission, and then within a week, you'll be emailed something called a student aid report. The student aid report will let the student know whether or not there are any corrections to be made. These corrections, called edits, have to be made by May 15th. So if you meet the March 10th deadline but don't make your corrections by May 15th, it puts you out of the running for any state dollars.
What are some common mistakes?
One of the most common errors is only saving and not submitting it. If you haven't put in a PIN and your parent hasn't provided a PIN, then you haven't submitted it. You both have to sign it using the PIN in order for it to be submitted. Some people will save it and then think that they've submitted when in fact they haven't. For dependent students, these are students who are under the age of 24. They are sometimes uncertain as to whether or not they include both parents' income on the form. If their parents are divorced, for instance, that student would just include the parents' income with whom they live. On the form, it asks the question, if your parent is married. Well, if you live with your mom and your stepdad, you would say yes and include your stepdad's financial information as well, but not your father's.
What are some resources that students can look to for help in thinking about how to prepare financially for college?
One great website for Hoosiers is cashforcollegeindiana.org. It has a plethora of resources for anyone thinking about college, and it talks about when you should start saving, how you can start saving, and if you haven't saved, what you can do at the place that you're at right now. And it also has FAFSA information. And I would like to take a moment just to say hello to my senior 21st century scholars. You've all seen me by now, and you all will have heard me say this already. I need you to fill out your affirmation form. This is specific to 21st century scholarship. If you do not fill out this form by March 10th, you lose your scholarship for good. So if you've not filled it out, or you haven't seen me in your school or heard me on your voicemail, please give our office a call at 812-856-1576 or visit our website at www.21scholars.com.
I'm Jason Evans Groth of the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money program. Thanks for listening. The Ins and Outs of Money has been brought to you by the Monroe County Public Library's It's Your Money Project and produced for Community Radio WFHB. Executive producer is Allison Bechtesh. It's Your Money is made possible by a grant from the FINRA Investor Education Foundation through Smart Investing at Your Library, a partnership with the American Library Association.